Governor, obviously, Sunbelt Ag Expo 36th annual event. This has got to be a big thing for the state of Georgia. You've got to be proud to have this right here, don't you?
Well, it really is, and it grows every year, and we are certainly fortunate to have so many states represented here, so many farmers from all over the Southeast who are part of this, and something I look forward to every year.
You know, and I realize when it comes to agriculture, number one industry in the state of Georgia, and obviously it's important, and a lot of Georgians may not realize how important it is, but it's something we're trying to get that message out about.
It truly is. It's a $71 billion business for our state, the number one economic driver. And it has many facets, of course, in agribusiness, and it is the number one export commodity out of our port at Savannah, which is an economic driver in and of itself. So, yes, we're very pleased that agriculture continues to be vital and vibrant in the state of Georgia, and we hope it will continue that way for many years to come.
You know, there's so many things going on, and we can stand here and talk forever, and I realize that with what's happening with the national shutdown, the government shutdown, this, that, and the other. But state of Georgia as a whole continues to run, and we got to keep things rolling here.
Yes, we're doing very well, even though we've suffered like everybody has during this downturn economy. We've had like 37 out of the last 39 months. Our revenue has been month over month improved over the prior year. So we're headed in the right direction. We continue to bring jobs to our state, and we're now ranked as the number two state in the country in which to do business, and we're striving to be number one.
You know, that's the main thing that is. In order to build the economy, we've got to continue to see jobs flourish, and that's what you continue to work on, isn't it?
Exactly. It is not my number one goal, because I think if we can do that, we can solve many of the ills of society. People have a good job, they can support themselves and their family, and they are less dependent on government programs.
And kind of back here at Expo again, you said you've had a chance to kind of go around and see some of the different things. Have you seen some things that maybe kind of opened your eyes a bit?
Well, I'm always interested in the livestock. My father was a vocational agriculture teacher, so I grew up in 4-H and FFA and grew up on a farm and showed livestock as a young person. And I'm always interested in seeing the new breeds of cattle, and we have some very interesting ones who are here today.
Now, take somebody that is, and as we've learned over the years, each generation gets further and further removed from agriculture, as we all know. But somebody that maybe wasn't based around agriculture, they could learn a lot by just coming to this show for a day, couldn't they?
Yeah, they really can. I think they would be truly amazed at the size of much of the equipment. It sort of boggles the mind to think that you would have equipment as large as this and able to cover as much ground in a day. But I think it is an educational opportunity. I know that we do have school groups that come here to the expo, and I think that's always good, because sometimes even children who live in agricultural parts of our state do not themselves know the full impact of agriculture on their lives. So it's an educational opportunity, and I encourage as many schools as have the chance to do a field trip to come here.
Well, and kind of wrapping up, Georgia Grown, that's become quite a promotion for you, hasn't it?
A very good program, and I commend Commissioner of Agriculture Gary Black for that initiative. It has sparked an interest, I think, in not only branding agricultural products in the state of Georgia, but also promoting those products.
Good deal. Governor, it's always good to see you. Hope you enjoy your day here.
Thank you. I'm sure I will.